Former Republican Representative Mike O'Neill did not tell Kansas legislators directly to defy the court. He says they should respond, but he says they could point to state law passed years ago saying the court cannot close schools.
In the court's own words, when one branch oversteps the other, it's the obligation of the one who's encroached upon to push back, and the legislature ought to push back.
O'Neill, now the head of the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, also says lawmakers could comply without adding additional funding for schools. Democratic Representative Jim Ward was not swayed.
The chamber was taking a very aggressive stance in terms of the ruling. I hope that is not listened to by the legislature. What we should do, the people of Kansas want us to do our jobs, fix the problem, and keep schools open.
Ward says the solution is to add funding for schools to reduce disparities. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.